Hey everybody, Johan Warnholtz with Phoenix Magazine here with Matt. We are the marketing and digital directors respectively, and we're very excited to be here trying some more beers. This is our third Arizona craft beer review, and very excited to try some tasty beers.
Let's show off today what we have. Cashmere's Beards from Simple Machine Brewing. Simple Machine, obviously up there in North Phoenix, 7th Avenue in Deer Valley. And they do a lot of great cans, a lot of great, almost like weekly releases.
Yep.
And this is one of them. They did a collaboration with Transplant City Beer Company, right? TCBC is
that's
what
right.
More people kind of know them as. That's out in Litchfield Park.
Mm-hmm.
Small brewery and Simple Machine is really kind of perfected that, working with these smaller breweries, these up and coming breweries
that's
over
right.
the last 2 years. And honestly, Simple Machine is a fairly new brewery, only about 2 years old. But they do a lot of collaborations, really great collaborations with other breweries, smaller breweries, up-and-coming breweries. Obviously, they've housed the Kitsune Brewing,
mm-hmm.
Now that he's going to get his own location here pretty
That's
soon.
Right.
They helped him get a start. So excited to try this one. Cashmere's Beards, an American IPA, West Coast IPA, if you will. 6.6%, 75 IBUs, so you better like your bitter beers here, Johan. And
I'll get there.
I'm going to show Johan this part. It's one
yeah.
of the things I like about, and I'll show this to the camera over here. One of the things I really like about Simple Machine is they break down the different flavors, if you will, in the beer, the tasting notes, and then what kind of glass you should drink it in. So we take that to heart, right? We like proper glassware as we open that up. Never drink out of a can. Cans are kind of gross, and with beer, you want to release the carbonation anyways, right? So
it gets you a good pour.
I'm never good at pouring, so I apologize that.
Okay. It's good
I like to release the carbonation as much as I can. So we usually drink about a quarter of these, by the way, in case you're wondering. We're at work. First thing I notice is always the color.
Yeah.
Real nice and clear.
It almost looks like a lager.
Yeah.
Like a German Hell's
yeah.
lager or something like that.
Which is, I think, the first sign that you're going to get an awesome IPA. Kind of the lighter it is, it almost means like it might be more bitter. I don't know if I'm just making that up
yeah.
or not, but.
It smells like a wheat beer.
It sure does.
Like, if you had given me this blind, I would assume that it was some sort of
yeah,
German.
Yeah, it's almost
lager
like you get. Like you said, the wheat,
almost toast,
like the coriander,
like malty, yeah.
yeah, that kind of stuff that goes into those.
Wow, that's not at all what I expected.
So
it really does almost just taste like a hoppy lager.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is definitely unlike most IPAs I've
yeah.
ever had. It's
very
good.
It's a little bit bigger on the IBUs, but less ABV.
But it's balanced. You know, you get a lot of those high IBU beers that just taste like, you know, pine sap.
Yeah.
And like this is really crushable. I mean, you can get that hop in there, but it's clearly got a decent malt. Kind of profile
I've really
as
enjoyed
well.
The stuff Simple Machine has put out over the last couple of years. Obviously, Marshall Norris, the head brewer there, is well known in beer circles here in Arizona. He's been around different breweries for a while. So he started up his own Simple Machine right before the pandemic hit. I want to say it was like January 2020 he opened up the place. But they've really been crushing it. They do a lot of cans, they do a lot of distribution. You can find their stuff at some of the better beer stores, you know, your Trevor's, your King's, your Sleepy Whales, stuff like that. Wherever you like to buy really good Arizona local craft beer, probably not going to find it at like a Total Wine or something like that, but go to like an Arcadia Premium or something
yep.
and seek out Simple Machine because they do really good stuff. And like we talked about, they do really cool collaborations to help out
yeah.
smaller breweries like a TCBC. And I'm not familiar with them at all.
No, nope, me neither.
Because they're so far out in the West Valley, Litchfield Park area. So, which is kind of the cool thing about Arizona breweries, I guess, is that there, anywhere you live, there's probably one close to you, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things where I think the nature of the community of beer drinkers and beer lovers is that you don't, you could open a brewery down the street from another brewery and they're not really going to like compete in the sense of, you know, putting a coffee shop down the street from another coffee shop, because ultimately people will go to both. Then they might go to both in the same night.
Yeah.
But people will go, if you like beer, you're going to go to both. So that's one of the things I love about kind of the beer community in general.
Especially
beer
here.
Festivals, beer, just anything beer related. If you know, the more the merrier.
And they all seem to like each other out here. I've heard, you know, I don't know, these are rumors, but I've heard like San Diego breweries aren't necessarily friendly with each other. You come to Arizona and they all know each other. They help each other out. They collab with each other. And you know, they root each other on, if you will. And that's a really great thing. And
well, and they like to celebrate together too, which I think is cool, which kind of leads nicely into our Arizona Craft Beer Festival and awards that are coming up on...
tell us about it, because that I've never heard of that before. Where does that come from?
Oh, right? Man,
Is this the first of its kind?
So the festival is going to be in October. October 22nd is the date that we're going for. So you'll have to keep an eye out for all those exciting announcements of when we actually are able to push it out. We have our Instagram account, which we'll put here on the screen that you should follow if you're not watching it here. We'll have
the YouTube. Instagram account actually has a link to the website where more info is going to come, but we want to make sure that we had that. We got really lucky. We got azcraftbeer.com, right? I mean, you couldn't have asked for anything better, right?
But the festival really is supposed to be a, you know, just another celebration of the Arizona beer community. You know, we have a lot of great awards festivals like the Great American Beer Festival in Colorado, and so we wanted to put on something that was similar, but that was specific to Arizona beer. So we're kind of piggybacking off of our Best of the Valley Arizona craft beer category this year, and then we're also doing a proper competition where breweries will submit their beers that they want to have judged. We'll have judges, and we'll choose our winners. We'll probably announce those the day before the festival, so that when you go to the festival, you can see all the breweries and all the beers that won and try the best beers in the valley.
And
in Arizona.
I am looking forward to that.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time. Beer festivals are always a good time, at least in my book. I know you would agree with that. Anyone who's watching this, anyone who's watching this is going to agree with that.
That's right.
So we can say a lot of agreeable things here on this Arizona Craft Beer Awards and Festival account. Look for our videos on YouTube. We'll turn this into podcast format too, if you prefer to listen to us gab about beer, maybe on your ride home. Inspire you to pick up a
bless
four-pack
you
on your
if
way
you do.
Home, right? So, and we can go on for days about the things we learn, because both of us go out and we do videos. Check out the Phoenix Mag YouTube page. We've done videos for Beer Week the last couple of years as we ramp up the digital content that interests us, at least. So we've talked to, obviously I've talked to Marshall Norris 2 years ago for Beer Week. We've been out to places like Goldwater and Oso, and you can learn all about the people behind the beers by looking at those videos. And those are really, really fun people to talk to.
Definitely.
So, Kashmir's Beard, check it out. I actually looked at the store today. It was still there, even though I picked this up a couple weeks ago. This is loaded with cashmere hops.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Kashmir's Beards.
I'm going to say this is the non-IPA enthusiast in this duo here.
Sure.
I think it's a great beer. I think it's really, really tasty. And if you're not into IPAs, but you fancy yourself an adventurous person that wants to try new things and kind of, do your diligence in going into that kind of beer and expanding your palate, then this would be a good place to start.
I had to get another sample because I wanted more of that fruit on the end there, and I'm starting to get that kind of on the back of the tongue there. So, well done,
Simple
Machine. Well done, Marshall and crew, and also at TCBC.
Oh, and I don't know if we mentioned this, but it's named after the owners of both breweries have epic beards.
Yeah, yeah. And Justin, so, I think his name is at TCB, yep. TCBC. Big old, like, you know, black and gray beard from what I've seen on his online profile. And then obviously Marshall, if you've met him, he's just, he's a ginger. He's a red, you know, red beard.
Yeah,
brews awesome beer, and we appreciate his work and
That's right.
the work out at TCBC. Nice beer, guys.